I think of all the states that I've taught in, California had more forms than Texas. I mean, I've never seen so many forms. It's like my house hasn't slid down the hill yet, and, you know, it hadn't opened up and swallowed it. I mean, they've got forms for everything. Well, it's crazy. But we have some fabulous forms. I'll have to say, being a native Texan, actually, I'm a little prejudiced. But having taught in other states, when I look at their addenda and their forms compared to Texas, ours are very protective for our consumers. And I think that's what our consumers need to understand about the commission that they're about.
Yeah, my dad always gave me a hard time. He said, Scott, you hate negative. You don't want to be a negative. You always positive solves. I've actually taken that form that we're talking about right now, and I've kind of twisted it. Because I tell people, I said, you know, this form is, yes, it's a negative form, but let's do this. You did just spend $600 putting that brand new hot water heater in last year.
Right.
Put that on there. Install brand new hot water. You can ride outside the boxes. You don't have to stay in those little bitty boxes. You know, you put that brand new roof on. You put the new washer and dryer. You did all this stuff you did right all over that thing, too. You put the positive stuff, too.
And attach the invoices to it for proof. Yeah. Fabulous.
Anything you've done that's wonderful, now, you tell if there's something wrong. You know, have to do that. That's what it's for. But you can also tell what you did right, too. And because we have to give it to the prospective buyer.
Right.
So they see it. But you can also make it a brag sheet along with the make everything truthful. Right. That's what it's for. It's a truth sheet.
Right.
But it can be a brag sheet with the truth.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
Because it can be either,
and sometimes you do, I mean, having come from the title business, I had all kinds of little cute sayings, and now in real estate, we have even better little sayings. But, you know, it can either keep you out of trouble, or it can get you in trouble.
Yes.
So to the best of your knowledge, you put yes, no, unknown, and fill in anything else that you want to, attach any receipts that you want to. If you've done a clue report, CLUE, or it's called a loss, LOSS report, from your insurance company, and you want to attach that so that people can see exactly what you have on your property. I think it really makes it more sellable.
One thing Pat just brought up, if you have an inspection done on it, let's say you have your house under contract, and they do an inspection.
Right.
They give you a copy of that inspection report. Guess what also gets attached to that report?
Absolutely.
Within how many years?
4 years.
For 4 years. So somebody says, well, that report's bad, and I'm not going to do any of that. I go, well, guess what? That report stays with this, and everybody that's going to buy your house in the future is going to see that report.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm not going to give it to them. Well, if I list your house, they're going to see it.
Yeah. And that's a big controversy among realtors. You see it all the time when people are chatting on different websites, and they talk about, should I give the inspection report to the seller? Should I not give it? First of all, it's not our decision. It is up to your client. If the buyer paid for that, and they do, they make a decision. So if you're my client, I'm going to say to you, okay, now Scott, how many of these is 31 pages? This is going to make the seller crazy when we send it to them. So of those 31 pages, could you and Claire sit down and just identify the top five or the top seven items that you really cannot live without being repaired?
100%.
And then you make a decision. Do you want me to send the entire report only asking for five items, or do you want me to send just those pages? But it's not my decision as the agent. It's yours as the buyer.
And remember, that inspector's job is to nitpick that house
sure
apart. Because he don't want to get in trouble later either.
No.
And stuff that we know that the GFI plugs. This house is 50 years old. It's not going to have GFI plugs.
No, it's not.
And the seller's been there, lived there for 45 years and said, I'm not going to put them in either.
Exactly.
So there's things that you got to be smart
and
with.
And those are so inexpensive, too. So, I mean, those are things that we have to counsel and help people with, knowing what the cost is to put GFI in.
And you talked about one thing. And I've got to say, with their memory, I've got to tell a story on myself and my younger wife. So we'll talk about age. You'd forget stuff no matter what. Actually, this month, even, not too many days ago, how busy our market's been, how busy it's been, and I'm bragging, I'm not complaining. We got home, and I was just dead tired. And so the next day, we're going and going, and Claire looks me in the face with that look, you know, that woman look. She says, do you know what yesterday was? And I'm thinking, I have no clue. I'm thinking, oh, that's what I was with Jeremy. Uh-oh.
Oh,
I said,
no.
So I guess it was something important. She goes, oh, yeah. She goes, it was our anniversary.
Oh, no.
So you can forget all kinds of stuff. I just said, thank you, God, that she forgot, too. Because we both forgot. So you can forget anything. But when you're doing stuff, especially when you've been in a house a long time, and you're doing that, you literally can forget stuff.
You
were mentioning there's something that you can get now that maybe can cover you and help you when you forget stuff. Is that... possible?
There is a company out there, and you know, I was having this brain loss last night, brain freeze, and I woke up at 3 o'clock this morning, which I think you've told me you wake up at 3. We should like start talking at 3.
It's a magic number
at 3:09, and I'm going, what is the name of that company? And then it just came to me, and it's Seller. No, it left me. Seller's Shield, S-H-I-E-L-D. And that's a company I recently learned. We always are learning. And I learned about that actually a seller can go to sellershield.com and they can sign up. And I believe the cost, and I'm going to quote this, is around $200. And it actually has the form from our commission there where it helps them, you know, they can fill it out there online. And then they are covered after closing and funding for 2 years. So should an error occur, something that they did forget or whatever, then they would be covered, because truly we don't really have much coverage for sellers. Have a lot of things that cover the buyers, but our sellers are at risk. So I have that on my to-do list to really study that and learn a little bit more. There, I belong to the San Antonio board, as you know, and several of the larger companies there have really jumped on the bandwagon with that. They really love that.
I'm going to research that.
So, I think we need to do that. And, you know, for a consumer that's listening, that's thinking about or has their house on the market, that might be something that they want to go back and redo their seller disclosure and bring it up to date and have that service. And I think for $200 to be covered for 2 years from anything that you might have missed is excellent, personally.
Well, two things. One, if you're like me, and I've moved, literally I had a guy say, for $100,000, could you write down every house you've lived in and how many times you've moved? And I couldn't do it.
I couldn't either,
which is kind of scary.
Times. Yeah.
And you've had other people that have lived in the same house for 35, right, 40 years. So I'll give you the same exact deal. Well, neither one of us can remember everything we did to the houses. Because if you live there so long, you get used to something being wrong or
absolutely
right, or what you did. If you move so many times, you forgot what you did to what house.
Right.
So either one, you don't do it on purpose. I think West Texas people are great people and honest people.
I do.
Sometimes you don't do it. Certainly don't do it on purpose.
Well, and I think too, one of the things that we probably just need to stress more is having the sellers at all ages have their insurance company pull that CLUE report, comprehensive loss underwriting exchange, is what that stands for, our LOSS loss report, because it goes back 5 years according to the State Board of Insurance. It's kind of like a Carfax, and it says, here's what's happened, here's the inquiries, here's this, here's that. And insurance companies, not all insurance companies do that, but most of them do. And so that would be a good question to ask your insurance company. And ditto for buyers. If you're my buyer clients, you and Claire, I'm going to say to you guys, here's a list of insurance companies. And when you choose one, you might want, and we find the right home, pick a company and have them pull one so that you could compare it to the seller disclosure.
And I'll tell you this real quick. When you're buying a house, have your insurance company go check the roof, no matter what.
Oh, I
agree. I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
I just bought a little rental. We had bars over there, so the roof's no good. The guy said, I had it checked 2 years ago for the hell. And his insurance company ended up replacing it. And he asked me, he said, well, how come when you checked it for me, it was okay, and now you're going to replace it? They replaced it. So.
Yeah.
But we could talk forever and ever. Love talking to you, but guess what?
It's our time's up.
Jeremy's giving us the axe, so
okay,
we got to go. Folks, hey, we appreciate
right,
you listening
thanks.
In.
It was fun.
Catch us next Sunday.